Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
NFL Game Day View is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
How long have I been in London? It's already October. Woo! Well, it's a good thing I'm still here because so are the Giants and the Packers. An MVP caliber star trying to get back to the fundamentals and will his team to victory. Oh, did you think I was talking about Aaron Rodgers? I meant Saquon Barkley. Did you see him taking snaps last week?
Barkley hands it off to Breida and they get 13.
Kenny Pickett's the starter now for Pittsburgh. Good luck against the Bills. That's fun. The Eagles are trying to stay unbeaten in Glendale, the first of what they hope will be two trips to the desert this season. And the Ravens and Bengals on Sunday night. Someone tell me what happens in that game because I will be asleep somewhere over the Atlantic.
Burrow on 3rd and 11. Throws it deep down the sideline. It is caught.
Yeah.
T. Higgins breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Bengals.
Oh, Rachel, we miss you, everybody. Welcome to Game Day View here on Week 5. Patrick Claybon, Greg Rosenthal is back at Cynthia Freeland. We were here. Yeah, without you, Greg, and we missed you.
Rachel and I held it down on the other side of the pond, but we need her back. It's like they might not let her back in. It's been so long.
We're concerned with like customs and all of these other things. We will hear from Rachel, still way over there getting ready for Sunday Night Football. We're looking forward to that London game as well. But we're also, Cynthia, looking back at one particular game and one particular pick from Week 4.
Is the light flickering in here?
Yeah,
it feels like the lights are flickering because
we're turning on the Wayback Machine. Ooh. Enhance! Cynthia had 29-21 between the Eagles and the Jags, and the even number coalition, Cynthia, was all mad. We even talked about it on Sunday. That's the score. So here's your chance again to take a victory lap over the people who complained about numbers looking funny.
Just don't even look at all the other 15 ones, right? Look, in reality, that's not how that actually works. You just want to, you like being completely right, exactly right, but you know, it's more about were the trends right? What did the things that I thought were going to happen? How far off was it? And how do you get better each week? So now we need two that are right this week. That's the new goal.
Well, plus like how
and
did
this light is
how
wild
your
in here.
Teammates
this light?
Do, you know, because your teammates, we all nailed that Eagles game too, 4 for 4. I mean, if the Jaguars had won that game,
you
Jaguars
all had 29-21.
They'd be honking. No, I'm saying we got the right winner. We got the winner. Let's
there we
take
go.
Our W's.
I was wondering if Cynthia was going to feel some pride in her victory lap, and it took Greg being like, "Hey, we got it right too."
Well,
get that fire out.
I was just like, wait, you're saying you got it completely right? Like,
saying we went 4 for 4. Okay. Jags fans would have let us know if we didn't.
Yes, okay. And we appreciate all of you taking the screenshots of the meme.
We love it.
And
we love
sharing it.
It
with us. We love that. And you'll get a chance to do that here. We got some games this week, including one coming up on NFL Network, the London game. Oh, between the Giants and the Packers coming up 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, 6:30 a.m. Pacific. Also, some fun game day kickoff coverage coming up at 7 a.m. Eastern time right here on NFL Network. Let's get to the game. Let's get to some picks. The Packers giving up 8, Greg. 8.
Eight.
Some folks are really confident. Are you that confident?
I am. I have the Packers winning this game by 10 points. Ooh. I mean, I think it could be interesting for a while, but the reason I like the Packers so much is if you see this offense, you see it coming together. Romeo Doubs is about to have the best season any rookie has ever had with Aaron Rodgers. Better than James Jones, better than Devontae Adams, better than Jordy Nelson. This kid can do it all. And then I watch and Alan Lazard is doing Alan Lazard things again. Randall Cobb, I gotta say, he had a little bit of juice last week. Oh, the running game has been great. I feel like they're slowly putting it together, and this offense is gonna be all the way back soon. I think this is a week they might do it. They might go over 30, even higher than my projections.
So you wanna switch it 30 to 14?
Sure.
Okay, might as well. Rocket ship for you. I mean, that does change other things, but whatever. I have a 9-point win in favor of the Pack in this one. When I look at this matchup, and yes, we have Daniel Jones back, which is very good for the Giants. And the Giants are for real at 3-1. This is not to take anything away from them. But one area that they're not so great is allowing rushing yards between the tackles. So when I look at A.J. Dillon's opportunities and Aaron Jones, but specifically A.J. Dillon, rushing between the tackles, the Giants are giving up 5.7 yards per rush in between the tackles. This is a key area for, you know, both running backs, but specifically Dillon. This is a big mismatch, which is going to force more throwing downs for the Giants, which is going to lead to unfavorable outcomes. So,
I don't want to take anything away from them, but we all have them losing by 9 or 10 points in a neutral site game.
But they're missing
a
lot of pieces, right? They're missing a lot of pieces. Daniel Jones is banged up. It's not like he's sitting there being like, I'm the healthiest I've ever been, right? And that is the most yards per rush allowed between the tackles. So.
Yeah, and we talked about meme alerts. Rachel does have a 10-point win for the Green Bay Packers. Ooh. But I believe in the Giants. I believe that they will lose this game by 10 points.
Oh.
I've also got the Packers, so that is a meme alert. Yeah, it is good that Danny Dimes is back. It is not good that he's hurt. A couple of weeks, the Packers' rushing defense has looked pretty good. They don't look as good. The numbers kind of get thrown off because Tampa only ran for 34 yards. So maybe Dimes gets involved in the run game. Either way, there's just not enough talent on the outside to bother the Packers, so I've got them by 10. Let's get to a game that we see as a little bit more competitive, a game we're looking forward to coming up on Sunday Night Football. That is Joe Burrow and the Bengals against Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, and the Baltimore Ravens Sunday Night Football. We've wanted a primetime game that's good. We feel confident that these teams will deliver two of the best in the AFC. The Ravens lost a tough one a week ago, Cynthia. Here they are at home again. How do you see this one going?
Well, I'm not going to be popular in Baltimore because I'm picking the upset here. 26-25. I have the Bengals winning this matchup. One area that's interesting when I look at this Bengals defense, which is cause for concern, which could make me wrong, is the fact that they haven't seen a designed quarterback run this season. They're the only defense in the NFL who hasn't seen a designed quarterback run. They can run in Baltimore. And you know what happens with run? Play action. Another area where Lou Anarumo needs to make an opportunity to create a stop here. Because if you look at this play action situation, Lamar Jackson averaging 10 yards per attempt using play action, that's tied for fourth best. And where do the Bengals rank? Well, they're tied for 22nd in allowing passing yards off of play actions.
Yeah, and Rachel has picked the Baltimore Ravens to win at 31-27. I am going to join Rachel on that. Cynthia was just talking
about prime number.
Best and some problems. I think Jason Pierre-Paul coming to this team and playing from the jump, 86% of the snaps, and one of their best defensive performances of the year against Josh Allen. I don't think it's a coincidence. Peters, despite that agitation with the play calls that is going to be discussed ad nauseum if things go south this season, he's getting better his third game back. I think there's a lot of reason for Baltimore to be optimistic. I just think that the number of 3.5 that it's got bet up to is a little bit too much. I think they do hop over that number, though. 25-21, I believe, in the Ravens.
These two teams are surprising. I have the Ravens winning this game, too, 27-23. And I'm surprised because... I'm surprised that neither one of these teams has run the ball well. And it's why I'm not picking the Bengals. They're averaging 3.1 yards per carry this year. That is the worst in the NFL. I don't think they're going to be able to run on this Ravens team, even without Michael Pierce, who can get it done. The Ravens also have struggled. J.K. Dobbins just doesn't look like the same guy. I think they'll actually miss Justice Hill, who's now out with an injury. At least he had some explosive element. But you mentioned the design runs that the Bengals haven't faced from a quarterback. That's the difference. One of these teams has Lamar Jackson, and the other doesn't. And this Ravens team remembers that the Bengals dropped 82 points on them in two blowout wins a year ago. I don't think that's going to happen again.
Ravens Joe Burrow's game. Watching this game, and he's like, you just said they don't have a Lamar. They've got Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Is he getting it done on the ground right now? I mean he's like running around because he's under so much pressure.
One thing that J.K. Dobbins does is it takes the tells away. I think the play options with Justice Hill were a little bit limited.
Okay.
And so J.K. Dobbins opens things up. I feel good. Greg's making me feel better about the Baltimore Ravens.
Nice. In
this one, let's get to a fun game here on Game Day View. It's called This Guy or That Guy. It's a game with two choices, but even more options. So we've got two or more passing touchdowns on Sunday Night Football. Cynthia, Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson?
Usually I say neither, but this time I'm going to say both.
Both guys.
Touchdown.
I specifically like this for Joe Burrow. Why? Because when I look at what's going on with this Ravens defense, guess the completion percentage they're allowing to downfield passes. Those are 10-plus air yard attempts. 58.3. Mm. That's 10 percentage points higher than we've seen from last season, and it's their highest since NextGen started tracking in 2016. That's a lot. Joe Burrow throws downfield. Do you guys still feel good?
They haven't had a lot of explosive plays this year. No, I'm not joining you. Not a lot of explosive plays this year, but this is the week. Cynthia's right, both of them.
I'm all about it. Touchdowns, Baltimore's playing at home. I feel good about the team. Both teams are good. It could go either way, but both guys will have two or more passing touchdowns. I do believe that. As we got a chance to look forward to Sunday Night Football. Looking forward to it. It is a battle of the birds this week. The Eagles and the Cardinals. One of us sees Jalen Hurts airing it out.
Mm.
Who?
I mean, I did have them winning the Super Bowl before the season. That's looking pretty good.
I took the Bills.
Time for the Drive to Excellence presented by Mercedes-Benz. And the team that's currently the most excellent win and loss-wise, that is Philly. Right now, Greg, they're getting 5.5 in the desert against Kyler in company. How do you feel about that number in the game?
I feel like 5.5 isn't nearly enough. Ooh. I'm going way over that. The Eagles win this by a couple of touchdowns. The Cardinals, to me, are one of the worst 2-2 teams. The reason they blitz so much is because they don't have the personnel. Some teams do it because, it fits with their mindset. Now they're going to do it against Jalen Hurts. And I got to say, Jalen Hurts actually has struggled against the blitz relative to everything else he's done this year. He's just at 50% completion. All of his numbers are down. That's how the Bucs beat them in the playoffs a year ago. So the Cardinals probably look at this. They're going to say, we're going to blitz him like crazy. But it's also because they don't have any true pass rushers. They don't have enough cornerbacks who can cover one-on-one. And A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, when you blitz them, you're going to leave your cornerbacks in single coverage, and they're going to make you pay. To me, this is one of the best teams in the league against one of the worst teams in the league in terms of the Cardinals, in terms of being too imbalanced where they just don't have enough personnel. I don't think it'll be close.
Okay, so let's put some numbers to that because I kind of think the same thing, but I came up with a different result, a little bit closer for me, just a 3-point win, 27-24 in this matchup. So the blitz, you talk about that. You're right, the Cardinals do blitz. They rank 21st in pressure percentage, which is not great, and they blitz at the third highest rate.
That's terrible.
Not great. Then you also have the fact that Jalen Hurts has these outside threats. You've got Devonta Smith and you've got A.J. Brown. You've got these deep threats on every down. And then, of course, you always have Jalen Hurts can beat you on the ground, too. And Miles Sanders has started to really look good as well. So the coverage must change. Mm. I believe Vance Joseph, when you look at his past history of how he's adapted, takes about 4 games. What game are we on?
Oh,
five.
Okay.
We're on game 5.
I'm gonna say, yeah, the model always kind of like.
We're on game 5.
I've noticed this.
Well, that's because we made it to game 5. He has 4 games where there's not a lot of adjustment. But in game 5, there tends to be more adjustment. You're right. They don't have the pressure front personnel, but there are some other solutions that they could come up with. They do have their linebacking core is a little bit stronger than maybe. Mm-hmm. And of course, we can't get through the segment without me talking about Buda Baker, contractually obligated because he's excellent.
Yes, excellent. And he is, right? You talk about the horses for the Cardinals. That is. Buda Baker would be the source. And how much does Vance Joseph need to blitz? Well, as Greg mentioned, as Cynthia mentioned, maybe a lot. We'll see if the numbers play out. But 5.5 is a bit rich for my taste.
Oh.
A road favorite.
Ooh.
Shout out to Miles Sanders finally getting the touches and the opportunity as we do have a meme alert because Rachel has picked the Iagalace as well. I'm a huge Jalen Hurts guy. His 5.3 average in yards per carry is great. Miles Sanders is averaging 5.4 yards per carry right now since he's entered the league. I think he goes over a bill yet again, 27-23 Eagles.
Okay, so it's a meme alert, but we're split on the number. You and Cynthia have a close game.
Yeah, well, because we believe in Vance Joseph, and it sounds like...
Yeah, we believe in Kyler Murray, actually, to be honest with you. There's a lot of goods that Kyler Murray can basically do. It takes away a lot of it. We didn't even talk about him.
So. Just by himself. If your teammates aren't necessarily working out, the play call's not working out, let Kyler run around for 26 seconds and throw a touchdown. This is a tweet from the Chiefs. They say it's Raider week. Remember, the Raiders won in Arrowhead, and then they drove around the stadium in celebration. Next Gen
Stats that was mean.
Says it was a top speed of 9.4 miles per hour. I made that up. But it was a disrespectful trip around the stadium. It
made
the
Chiefs weird. Mad. But it's a weird thing to do.
You think it's weird?
I definitely think. Like, go home.
Okay.
Like, you live in Las Vegas. Go have fun. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, so it's weird to drive around the stadium.
New coaching staff, new everything, whatever. So this is weird.
Maybe Rachel is taking that into consideration as well, because she's got 35-21, a win for Kansas City at home. Cynthia, they're favored by a touchdown and a half point. What is your view of this particular football event?
I have a touchdown and a full point.
Oh,
so 8 points.
That's eight.
30-22. I want to give a big shout out to the Chiefs O-line, which looked incredible last week against the Bucs. It allowed this run game to look like something that we really didn't expect. I mean, you and I are on a fantasy show, Patrick. We're always like, dicey at best. But both Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Isaiah Pacheco combined for 155 yards. The Next Gen Stats showed that CEH earned 20 rushing yards over expected and Pacheco 18.
Mm-hmm. Both good.
That's really good. Anytime it's over expected, this is good stuff. Under expected, not so much.
I'd like the Raiders to keep this closer this week. And it's because of their running game. I do have the Chiefs winning this game 33-27. I think it's going to be an offensive game. But you mentioned how Vance Joseph takes about 4 weeks to get ready. Josh McDaniels in his running game, actually 1 week less. He got it going a week ago. I started to see some old school Patriots power gap running, and that's completed when you have a running back like Josh Jacobs, who is moving like he did as a rookie, where not only is he running people over, but he's making people miss. I'm not going to say that's LaDainian Tomlinson-like, but
no,
it's a little bit with the lateral juice. I love it. And this is a good Chiefs run defense, so it's not an easy matchup at all. But I really mean it, that I saw something in terms of the cohesion with a really undermanned offensive line that they really knew what they were doing a week ago. I think it's going to be a weapon. They're going to be a good running team, and that can keep the game closer.
Yes, closer, I think. We can go ahead and meme alert this, because I am also taking the Kansas City Chiefs at home in this divisional game, 34-31. Not a blowout, not a touchdown plus, or a touchdown plus a whole point, as Cynthia gave. But I do respect what Josh Jacobs did a week ago. I also saw Devontae Adams get a whole lot of targets against Patrick Surtain. He was wearing him like a tuxedo, but Derek Carr was still throwing him the ball, still giving him options. And considering the couple of weeks before that, where it was like, is Devontae being incorporated into this offense? I'm not as worried about that. I am not necessarily saying they're playing good enough football to beat KC at home right now. So 34-31, a Harrison Butker. Is Butker playing in this game?
He is
a field goal by somebody from the Chiefs to win this one. So here's an opportunity for us to take a look at this next game that's coming up. In fact, more than just the next game that's coming up, quarterbacks, backup quarterbacks playing like Cooper Rush. Who's Cooper Rush to pick the Cowboys? Who doesn't think Dak is necessary?
Nobody
it's one of the people
that.
Out there sitting
that's,
here. That's Greg Rosenthal.
He
defends his pick next on Game Day View.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Looking forward to the Cowboys losing SoFi Stadium to take on Matt Stafford and the Rams, who have had a rough go in these past couple of weeks, but are still getting 5.5 at home against the Dallas Cowboys. And I am looking at these quarterbacks. Cooper Rush is a winner. He's won. Wins aren't a quarterback stat, you say. Well, they are with Cooper Rush because we have the best research department in the world, and they're really good. And the best numbers they have for Cooper Rush are that he's 4-0. It's like the only thing that shows
he's
up.
He's played pretty well.
He's played well. I think Stafford plays better. Rachel says the Cowboys win this one. I've got the Rams winning it 24-14 because Matt Stafford has done more than just win. He's occasionally been a good quarterback, and I think he bounces back, and the Rams win this one.
I disagree. I have the Cowboys winning this game.
I'm telling
you, daughter. 2017. I know that I'm not going to be popular at home at all with this one. Like, I'm sorry. Hey, the Rams won the Super Bowl last year. Remember that. It's week five. It doesn't matter. But when I saw this matchup, I thought this is the worst possible matchup. This Cowboys defense against this Rams offensive line, which is still banged up. They get David Edwards back, but it's all mixed up in the middle. Remember that old, you know, canard, like, hey, never blitz Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford versus the blitz is unbeatable. You know what the 49ers said about that last week? They said, yeah, that makes sense when your offensive line is functional. It is no longer functional. You know who blitzes a lot more than they used to? The Dallas Cowboys. They don't even need to. Their pressure rate, sky high. Their blitz rate, surprisingly high. You know why they can mix it up each and every week? Because they got a great coordinator and they have great continuity and they have great talent. They've got everything so they can change what they do on a week-to-week basis. When you've been together as long as most of this Cowboys defense has, you can change your game plan each week. It's like us, Cynthia. We've been doing this show so long. We have such great continuity. You can throw anything into the rundown. We're going to roll with it, and we're going to excel like the Cowboys.
Is that why you ditched me last week for London?
Well, I mean,
because like, you're like, I don't even need her anymore. I'm over this. I'm going to London. Things are better. well, we're on the opposite side of this, and I'll be more popular in your family than you will be because I have 24 to 22. And this is for Greg's daughter. So when I look at this one, I also want to point out that the Cowboys O-line has been a little bit dicey too. And Aaron Donald still is Aaron Donald. Both of these O-lines are troublesome to me, especially considering how strong the defensive fronts are for both. We've seen all of this run stuffing. I don't think Aaron Donald gets enough love in the run stuffing department either. Both of these things matter. I think Cooper Rush will have a much harder day against Aaron Donald. Perhaps he'll get that dreaded number one in the L column here, 24-22.
I love it. We're evenly split. We've got the two folks who went to London taking Dallas, and then the two folks who are here next to SoFi Stadium, which is right behind us, taking the Rams.
I have a feeling Cowboys fans are going to be taking over SoFi Stadium too. Just a little prediction.
A little insight into people moving into SoFi. So split here. Let's talk about where we agree.
Okay.
These are our sweeps to get the meme alert for all
Greg,
of these games.
Our teams are playing each other.
Yeah, Patriots, Lions, and this has been a tough one for me because Bailey Zappe is expected to start this game, and yet I think I hear something.
What do you
hear? I think that's Bill Belichick's music. Here he comes. Oh, he's coming out.
No high fives.
I think I need to change this pick. Forget about meme alert here. This is the spot where Bill Belichick ignored all those Lions fans. There he is. I really do think the Patriots have played better the last couple weeks. They've looked like a better team to me than the Lions. So even with Zappe in, I'm taking the Patriots.
You mean the number one offense?
In the entire NFL.
In the entire NFL.
Well, you know how you lose games with the number one offense when you can't stop anyone on defense. So that counts too. Yes.
Bailey Zappi just lighting it up.
I'm thinking more Ramondre Stevenson. I'm thinking Damian Harris. The Patriots have been moving the ball quite well. And, you know, the Lions, yes, they have the number one offense, but they fall down by 20 every week, and then they just throw all day.
Okay.
You stop disrespecting my Lions like that. That's my job on
this show. These are Greg's kneecaps. Readily available.
No.
And there's a coffee here that you can't see.
This is like the first time in 4 years that you've actually picked the Lions. So don't.
Exactly.
Don't pretend, yeah.
It means something. It means something.
I'm taking the favored team in this game, so by the way.
All right.
Changing
move on.
His picks in the middle of the show. Let's get some quick picks. We'll see if Greg changes some of these. Bills favored by 14. Cynthia, how do you feel?
I feel as though the Bills are going to win this one in a very strong matchup, 31-15, so that's 16 points. When I look at Kenny Pickett, he did a lot of good things last week. We did see he stood in pressure, but I saw a lot of really, especially on a pass to Pat Freiermuth, where he was an 18-yard reception. He stood
in the
pocket.
There it is, right there.
Exactly. Just pause your DVR and slow it down to half speed. So ultimately, I think that he's going to be better than expected, but this is a very strong Bills team despite missing some pieces in their secondary. Jordan Poyer is not playing in this one, so that will be a big problem.
Dawson Knox and Isaiah McKenzie out for the Bills, too. I think it could be closer than expected.
One big takeaway from that video, no ball hit the ground. It was either picked off or it was caught. Unfortunately for the Jags, Trevor Lawrence could not say that. He was putting the ball on the turf a ton in the rain. Now he's got the Houston Texans, though, Greg. What do you see in this one where the Jags are giving up 7?
I have the Texans keeping it a little closer than expected, but the Jaguars winning this game 21-17. The Texans have won 8 straight games in this matchup. So, like, you know, the Jaguars have had the number one overall pick 2 straight years. I'm not really ready to just be handing out 7 points. And, last week, when the Texans fell way behind, Davis Mills started throwing on first and second down a little more often instead of Lovie Smith just being like, oh, we're coming off the bus running. We're going to run. And you know what? Davis Mills looked better than he did all year. Let's throw the ball a little more first and second down. Let's remember those good times when he beat the Jaguars a year ago and at least keep it close.
I mean, I have an 8-point win here, so a little bit more than 7. But I think the difference is you're going to have to get, if you want to beat the Jags, you need to get to their quarterback and they need to give a lot of pressure. That was the formula. That's what we saw with the Eagles. And I just don't think that the Texans will be consistently able to get to that point where they're really pressuring Trevor Lawrence that much. So
they own the Jaguars.
They're going to run the ball.
I see a score fest. I'm looking forward to this one coming up. Looking forward to a lot of games. And folks, looking forward to the London game. Two of the biggest stars in the game going international, including the league's leading rusher at the moment, Saquon Barkley. How much does he run for? We talk about that next on Game Debut.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
We'll be right back. Then there's the game coming up right here on NFL Network and NFL Plus, the Giants and the Packers live from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Cannot wait to see this one. And it's time for us here on Game Day View to get to more or less, because I hold in my hand a set of numbers relating to the game, guys. And we're going to.
We didn't get our things. They took our popsicles away from us. We could. Guess we were bad.
We're going to have to mime.
Use our hands.
Mime more or less. First number is for you, Cynthia. More or less than 230 passing yards for one Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh. Oh, more. When I look at this matchup, I don't necessarily think there are going to be a ton of deep shots, but I do believe that using those passes is going to be a smart strategy, because Aaron Rodgers has been taking some gnarly hits this year, so they're going to need to get the ball with the runs. Oh, look, ask and I shall receive. I got my little lollipop here. They're going to need to use more runs and more short. There it is!
There
for
it
passes.
Is.
Also, I don't know how this Giants defense gets it done every week. Wink Martindale's doing a great job. At some point, it has to run out. I mean, they just don't.
They're
seem
missing
talented.
A bunch of pieces.
They're missing a lot of pieces.
There's a lot of injuries on that team.
Which it's a second year in a row for Wink and his defense having to deal with that. I'll take this next one because I'm a big fan of this guy. 80 rushing yards against the Packers for Saquon Barkley. More for the NFL's leading rusher right now. The Saquonissance is in full effect. He's back. And truly, considering the injuries on the outside, the injuries to the quarterback, if it's not Saquon, who is it going to be for this Giants offense in London? I think it's more for Saquon. Greg, your turn.
Yeah, I'm going more, but I'm also going to go more when it comes to Aaron Jones going over 60 rushing yards. Aaron Jones is running the ball so well this year. He doesn't have the volume because A.J. Dillon's right there. But there aren't many running backs in the league, I think, that go from 0 to 60 as quickly as him, who has the vision, who can get outside, who can run inside. And this Giants defense plays so aggressive. They blitz not only against the pass, but against the run. And sometimes when you have those run blitzes, everyone gets past the running back. And there goes Aaron Jones. So he only needs about a 150-yarder. I think he's going to get it way over. Way over.
Yes.
We all agree.
Still be playing with the lead.
I'm gonna add a touchdown.
Okay.
That rushing total too.
I love that.
Plus 60, plus a touchdown, a rushing touchdown.
And the Londoners, they love the kicking game and they love the running game. They love it when it gets a little ugly.
It's a little more like soccer then.
Yeah. Not ugly. Run. All the thumbs. We just think more. It's all more in London. But that's up front. Let's get sneaky. Let's look to some sneaky good picks and good players. And Greg, you've got one in Hollywood?
Yeah, well, in Arizona this week, Marquise Brown. I got to say, you know, when Hollywood Brown asked to get out of Baltimore, I was like, that kind of hurt my feelings. I like Lamar Jackson. I was like, is that really that smart a move? It really was. I've never seen Marquise Brown look this good. I think he's going to go over 62.5 receiving yards because I think they're going to be trailing in this game. He has made more contested catches this year, I think, maybe than the rest of his career combined. He looks fantastic, and he is going to get paid at the end of this year. If Christian Kirk is worth $17 million a year, let's give Marquise Brown about 23 when he goes for 1,500 yards this year. He is balling out. Love what he's doing. Think he has a big game on Sunday.
Wow.
What are you paying him? 22?
I mean, if Christian Kirk's 17, Marquise is going over 20. Yes.
I'm not mad at anybody's money. Yeah. Get paid.
I want him to get paid. I'm saying he is
looking fantastic.
You should be his agent.
Also, Christian Kirk leaves that offense, and now he's in a better situation. It's like everybody wins, and that's why Christian Kirk is my sneaky good player I think this is going to be a score fest. Not that Davis Mills is just going to run roughshod through the Jags secondary or anything like that. I just think there's going to be points in this one, especially a bounce back game for Trevor Lawrence. Christian Kirk is the number one option for this team, and I think 66.5 receiving yards, it's not going to be a problem in a game that is going to have points available, especially from the Jags' point of view.
Cynthia? It is going to have points, especially from the Jags' point of view. Hello. Yes,
they will score points. Cynthia, who's your sneaky good
another point? Team I think is going to score a lot of points is going to be the Bills. And I think that the game script will also indicate that Devin Singletary will be used quite a bit. The most reliable back. We saw some others have some issues with maybe not hanging on to the ball, et cetera. But Singletary has really emerged as their primary back, the one who matters other than Josh Allen on the run game the most. So when I look at Devin Singletary, 67.5, that could be like halftime, fam. Like, this is a good opportunity for him, especially without You know, they're missing some pieces up front. No T.J. Watt. So this is a strong
line.
Not O-line.
As many receivers either. So maybe he just more.
Yeah, a lot of the receivers are pretty banged up. Their O-line has had some issues too, meaning banged up issues. So I think it's like, let's be smart. Run the ball and then run it some more. With Devin Singletary.
And something you pointed out to me, Cynthia, the way the Bills are being defended right now, so much too high. It's just a lot of opportunity.
So much too high.
For Devin Singletary.
All of
the
too high.
As well. Let's get to write this down because we have some fun picks. Greg is going way out on a limb. What are the people writing down, Greg?
I am not that out on a limb. To me, this is a small win, and Teddy Bridgewater is going to swing this limb around while he's throwing for over 240 yards. Yeah. I think he'll go over 300. Look, Tua Tagovailoa, I hope he's feeling better. I hope he gets back in the lineup. I think this offense is going to work just fine with Teddy Bridgewater, just like it did when he came in during Thursday Night Football. This is a quarterback-friendly offense with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I know they're on the injury report, but it looks pretty good. Great matchup against these two Jets cornerbacks, DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner. Don't care. Like, did anyone watch this Dolphins offense for the first 4 weeks? Do you really think 240 is a fair line here, Cynthia? I put it about 325. They're going to go up and down the field.
325.
That's what I want to
see. Look at this, Bob. Has Teddy Bridgewater ever thrown a prettier pass in the NFL? That was amazing.
I mean, 240 means a lot of points, right? So if you're saying 300, that means we're going to see like a really fast-paced game. So like, I'm very into
that. I think it could go back and forth.
Right. I'm very into a high-powered game. Like, I like points. So let's go. We have to make up for a Thursday where there weren't a lot of points. So let's do that. Write this down. Zach Ertz is playing his old team. I love a good revenge narrative. Mm. And also, Kyler Murray loves throwing the ball to him. So I think this is the double situation here. One, Kyler Murray's best friend, red area target. We've seen him score touchdowns. And two, you get some revenge against your old team.
Revenge.
So, Zachers, touchdown.
Yes, and Kyler has to throw it to him because the options are kind of limited. Looking forward to seeing that game. My write this down is to the fantasy community. You know how much affinity I have for you guys. You've been worried about Travis Etienne. He scores not once, but twice in an absolute score fest in Houston. I can't
wait. Wow.
I can't wait to see this. Texans rush defense has been a problem for Lovie Smith's squad, and I just see Trav breaking free, man. Finally.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you just said he scored once, like, you would get a check mark. You got it right.
Yeah.
Now he's got to score twice. That's how you get it wrong, and you end up having to erase it, right?
But you know what? I'd be willing to give him two checks, though.
Okay.
If it gets
you get
it right.
Double credit. You're going
You get double credit. You're picking something way harder.
See, this is what I need. I need confirmation. Cynthia gives it to me. Greg does not.
Yeah.
He's coaching me up. We'll see you coming up next week for Rachel Bonetta, for Cynthia Freeland, for Greg Rosenthal. I'm Patrick Claibon. Enjoy the games.
NFL Game Day View is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.